to our young Christians, Natalie, Rudy, Ajua, and Madison, and to the Church of Jesus Christ here in Hackensack. Well, today is your last official class session, and it couldn't have come at a more appropriate time than Pentecost, the birth of the church. And you join this body the same way the first confirmation class joined, by deciding to follow in the way of Jesus the Christ. And the story of Pentecost tells us that there was an explosion of God's Spirit upon all who were in Jerusalem that day. And everybody, whether they were from the Medes or the Parthians or wherever they came from, all heard God's voice, each in their own language. And on that day, we are told that more than 3,000 people joined the church. What a day. In a sense, you might say it was the day that the church went viral. I assume most of you know about this because you are using social media. Well, it would be like the equivalent of posting something on your Facebook or Instagram accounts and having over 3,000 people suddenly like what you posted. But that doesn't happen most of the time to most of us. Most of us, if we're really doing well, might get 50, 60 likes if we're really, really lucky on any given day. But for the most part, what we post and what we say gets relatively small attention. And that is because the Christian faith and the walk with Jesus isn't about being the most popular or the most liked person. It's about being someone who follows in the way of Jesus, which, as Paul told his confirmation student Timothy, means setting an example for the world in our small place and time, by what we say, by what we do, by the love that we are called to give everybody. And so on this, your last class, I want to tell you about who we are and what we believe and who we hope to become. We are a church made up of imperfect people who do the best that they can on any given day. People who have come to know that we stand in need of love as much as we are called to give that love. We are people, therefore, who will be learning how to love our neighbor for the rest of our lives. We may not be perfect, but we are in the process of becoming perfectly human in the way that Jesus was a perfected human and showed us what it looks like to be a human being made in the divine image. We are a church that is in the process of learning what it means to love the Lord our God with all our heart, with all of our mind, with all of our soul, our strength, time, talent, and money. We are a church that is seeking to avoid the complacency of lukewarm commitments and to face life's big questions head on. Questions such as the ones you posed just last week when we met with the session. Are heaven and hell real? Why do we believe in the Trinity, and how is it one at the same time? Are we truly predestined, or do we have free choice? What gender is God? We are a church who, at its very best, are pursuing a deeply committed relationship with God through the tools that we have at our disposal, the tools of prayer, where we pray on each other's behalf each week and every day, where we study God's word, where we go out in mission to serve others, and where we worship together in the name of the Lord. We are a church that has been called to show power through the most unlikely of means, our weakness. And by that I mean to share our broken places with one another so that we see that we are more alike and more aware of how fragile we all are than the world would truly have us believe. And then a funny thing happens when we do this, when we share where we have been broken, so to speak, or when we have fallen short. We become strong again. We become relevant to God and to our community when we show compassion to those who suffer, those who sigh, those who cry and need somebody to reach out and remind them that they are good and that they are loved. We are a church called to challenge barriers today in every form, just as Jesus challenged all of the barriers that the religious leaders and political leaders of his day sought to inflict on the people. We are not called to be powerful by the standards of the world through money or fame, but to be faithful to following where Jesus leads us. Pentecost. The power of the Spirit involves so much more than Sunday mornings. It is meant to be a 24/7, 365 day a week, a year endeavor, but ever mindful that we truly need to connect with each other at least weekly to build that sense of community and intimacy that comes from worshiping together and being together and sharing fellowship like we will do later this day. The kind of fellowship that Jesus built with the first confirmation class of Peter and James, Martha and Mary. And we know that this involves work on our parts, that it's not just something that falls in our laps, because we have come from many places and many cultures. And we know that we have to work at learning how to understand each other, and we will grow as a church family in the unity of the one Spirit, but we will be united from a plurality of places that we have come from and in our diversity. We will not be divided over race or gender or sexual orientation or social status or even scriptural interpretation. We will be a church that is growing both as spiritual individuals and as a community of faith. We have been a place that has been founded here in the county seat of Bergen at a time when, as Jesus reminds us, the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. We have been imbued with power from on high for this very purpose, and we will succeed at bringing lost souls to the one who can heal the sin-sick heart, as the hymn reminds us. We will be a voice of hope in uncertain and in sorrowful times, a place where forgiveness and love will be offered when everyone else is seeking to find blame. For we will not be governed by the world's standards, but by God's. Our church will be faithful to the task of that great commission that Jesus gave us. Go, therefore, and make disciples of everybody that you meet, not by telling them what to believe, but by sharing what you know to be true from your own walk of faith, helping show others what it looks like to be loved in the flesh, to be forgiven in the flesh, to give of yourself, to be a source of strength for sharing who you are with each other, but ever being mindful that we can do these things only because Jesus Christ has already done these things for us. And so today we commit ourselves to his vision this morning. We commit to the God that has granted this vision to us in the first place. And we trust in God's power to complete this great work of bringing God's kingdom to this earth as best we can in our own way. And we acknowledge our complete and our continual dependence on God to guide us, to empower us, and to refresh us as we move forward. Natalie, Rudy, Ajua, and Madison, do not neglect the gifts that you have been given. There will never be another one like you again on the face of the earth. Each and every one of you is a 250 billion to one long shot of having been here in the first place. You are all miracles and all unique. Take heed, as Paul reminds us, to be true to yourself and to your gifts. And if you do not know what your gifts are, that's okay. We are here, your family, your church, God, to help you discover them. But I share this from my own experience. Your gifts are often found in facing what you are afraid of in this life, and by listening to that still small voice inside of you, that voice that says you should try this, you should take the risk. Trust your gut, your instincts, and your dreams, and your hopes as true signs from God as to what those gifts truly are that you hold. Hold on to that, and for by doing so, you will not only save yourselves, as Jesus says, but you will save others. Natalie, Rudy, Ajua, and Madison, trust in the life that God has given you this day, realizing that you don't have to understand everything. You're in a process that will take an entire lifetime. We learn, all of us, as we go through life and have different experiences. What is important today may not be so important tomorrow, and vice versa. So hold on to these things that you do possess, things that are eternal, things that are essential, such as your faith, such as your hope, and such as love, the greatest gift that has been given to all of us. And last but not least, know that this call to follow Jesus in discipleship is not an easy call to follow. We do not preach an easy listening gospel, because in the final analysis, that's why we really need one another, because it is not possible to be part of this body called the church on our own. It is a life that is lived in community and in support of one another. And that's why Jesus says so clearly to us, wherever two or three are gathered in my name, there I am. And so when it's all said and done, my hope for you is that you will look back over your life and be able to say with the Apostle Paul, I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there is set before me the crown of righteousness. Amen.